Well, you've seen the ominous signs of aging caulk, you know, like a brown tinge and the cracks opening the way for all those stubborn colonies of mildew to just take hold, or even for water to seep through and make your walls, well, mushy.
Well, whether it's around your sink, between a tub and its tile surround, or covering the joints of your shower stall, worn caulk has got to go. Tom Silver from This Old House is here to tell us how to get this job done right. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Now, this is kind of one of those pain-in-the-neck jobs that everybody's got to do from time to time. And I've seen it done poorly more than I've seen it done well. Mm. What's your tricks of the trade for taking this on?
Well, I think the biggest thing is you have to make sure that you've got every single bit of the old caulking out before you put new caulking in. I can't tell you how many times I've gone in and see layers upon layer of bad done caulking, and it's all black and mold because the water gets trapped in between it. It's peeling away from the wall and the tub because it's done incorrectly. You've got to clean it out. You've got to scrape it out, and you've got to remove any silicone that's there because nothing will stick to that silicone.
Now, getting rid of that caulk without damaging the tub and tile is key. I've seen products that are advertised as sort of the caulk equivalent of like a paint stripper. It's supposed to soften the caulk and make it easy to pull out. Have you used these materials?
It doesn't really work great on,
is that right?
On silicone.
Okay.
Once silicone is hardened, you're not going to get anything into it. It's that magical ingredient that they make in there that nothing permeates it except a razor blade.
And elbow grease, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you've got to get in there. You've got to scrape it. You got to be careful not to scratch the tile. You got to be careful not to scratch the tub, but you've got to get it out. And that's the longest part of the job, is getting the prep.
So once you've got all the old caulk out, what do you do with that opening? Do you take the time to spray bleach in there, clean it, let it air dry, or just go right back at it?
Well, I like all of that. I like to put bleach in there. Bleach will actually cause it to dry a little bit faster. It's got to be dry. But once you put the bleach in there, you want to make sure that you wipe everything down with a nice clean rag. Again, you'll feel if there's any residue, get that off. And then before I install the caulking, I like to take some tape and put it on the wall and put it on the tub and create just a little bit of a gap so that I will now be able to put the caulking in and then push it into that crack, and then wet on wet, another bead of caulking if needed. Again, push it in and get the tape off quick.
So even the experts don't rely on the steadiness of your hand to get that line of caulk looking just perfect.
Right, right. You gotta, if you're lucky, sometimes you can do it right.
Right, but exactly. But invariably, you have to sort of contort your body to get to all those angles, so it's hard to get it to lay in there without having the tape to guide you.
Well, I mean, you bring the caulking gun down, all of a sudden your elbow hit the wall beside
right.
you, so now you got to stop and you got to start again and get it smoothed out, and it seems like that little spot, it always bothers me because I can always see it, so I got to redo it again.
Now, one of my tricks of the trade is to fill the tub with water before mm-hmm. I caulk it, so it sort of weights it down, stretches it out a bit, with the theory being that after the caulk dries, we'll let the water out, tub comes up and compresses it a bit, or at least doesn't pull out when you step in it quite as easily.
Right. It doesn't. The tub is, when you fill it with water, you put weight on it. So when the caulking has dried, the weight comes off and it's actually compressing the caulking into that crack. I used to do that all the time. Now with the new caulking, the polyurethane caulkings and stuff like that, they do have a lot of flex in them. So it's not needed as much. But in older homes, I would definitely recommend doing that.
Now, how do you know which type of caulk is the right caulk for the project?
Well, I'm a big fan of polyurethanes or acrylic caulkings. You want to make sure that it has a mildewcide in it so that it won't promote the growth of mold or mildew in it. Silicones are good if you're going on anything that is non-porous. Anything that is porous, silicone really doesn't stick well to.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also, the other thing is if you want to use a caulking that is colored. Because if you have a clear caulking and you have a window in that bathroom that is shining down on the ceiling,
they discolor really quickly.
Right. Well, what will happen is if it's clear, the sun goes through the caulking and it will actually break down the adhesive connection and cause it to curl and break away over time.
I've also seen if you do get a little mildew that forms underneath that caulk, it kind of permeates right through, almost
yep.
magnifies, and the whole thing ends up looking black very quickly.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, mildew is not a pretty thing.
Is there ever a good place to put the clear caulk? I feel like it just doesn't ever look good anywhere.
I'm not a big fan of clear caulk, and we use the clear for gluing down marble, granite, and stuff like that under kitchen countertops. We're using it like a dab, the quarter, mm-hmm. size of a quarter, and you're using it as an adhesive, but not for water and stuff like that.
Now, many times, do-it-yourselfers especially will turn to acrylic caulk only because it has water cleanup. Mm-hmm. But if you do use masking tape to kind of guide you, there's really no reason to use that, and you can have the permanence of using silicone caulk instead.
Silicone or polyurethane.
Or polyurethane.
Polyurethane, yeah. I prefer the polyurethane because it's going to stick and it's got great elasticity and it really holds up well.
I know we touched briefly on, I feel like every pro just uses their finger to smooth everything and make it look so nice. You've seen the tools. They look like
the
little
trowel.
Random triangular little rubber jobs. Like, do you recommend them?
I can never find
them?
It. I always find my finger, though.
Right.
True. But do you recommend them for somebody?
Yeah, some people love them. There are guys that I know that do use them. But, you know, it's really a matter of preference.
Tom Silva, the general contractor on TV's This Old House. Great advice, as always. Thank you so much for stopping by The Money Pit.
Always a pleasure.
All right, catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.